Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. I'm CJ Jackson. You've probably heard the old adage, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Does it follow that the road to economic hell is paved with good intentions? This is one of a series of conversations with Dr. Charles North, Associate Professor of Economics, on issues he writes about with Bob Smetana in their new book, Good Intentions, 9 Hot-Button Issues Viewed Through the Eyes of Faith. Dr. North, the issue of education comes up several times in your book. In the chapter, How Can We Give Poor Kids $1 Million, for example, tell us how.
Well, the simplest way is to help a high school graduate go to college. We did a very rough calculation based on median earnings of college graduates, median earnings of high school graduates. And we found that the overall difference in earnings for a median worker who has a college degree compared to a median high school worker is almost $1 million. And that's, you know, lifetime value in present value terms for those finance people out there. It's about a $233,000 difference right now. So going to college is worth, for a median person, $233,000 over their lifetime. So if you can go to college for less than that, you're making a good deal. Now, you know, what we really go into in the book, though, is that education is only one piece of a larger concept that economists refer to as human capital. And human capital is, you know, what it sounds like. Capital investment is where you, you know, build new buildings, build new factories, and so forth to generate new forms of production. We also think of investing in people in the same way. If you teach a person something, you can make the person more productive, and that person can actually make more things, create more value, and most likely get compensated for that. But then there's also this other aspect that is probably the biggest gap between, say, a middle-class person and a person who's in poverty, and that is a gap in values. Robert Fogel is an economist at the University of Chicago, an economic historian. He wrote a really interesting book where he argued that the biggest inequalities in America today are in what he called spiritual assets. He was talking about things like a belief in your own ability to succeed. He was talking about a notion that if you try to do something, you can actually succeed. Self-esteem. The biggest difference that we see, and it starts from very early age, I mean, you know, 18-month-old kids and less, is this difference in their attitudes, differences in their vocabularies, and the poor kids can never catch up. And so you get into school, and you think at that point, oh, everyone's got the same chance. Well, they don't. I mean, I could go into the NBA. I would never have the same amount of success as Michael Jordan. He's got a lot more ability to start with. No matter how hard I tried, if we both got into the NBA at the same time, he would not only start off better than me, he would be better than me at every stage, and he would get progressively ahead of me the longer our careers lasted. Most likely, my career would end after about 5 minutes, and his would have lasted as it did for about 20 years.
Thanks, Dr. North. This is the Business Review from KWBU and Baylor University's Handkammer School of Business. To hear this and other past business reviews, visit kwbu.org or baylor.edu/business/radio or subscribe to our free podcast at the iTunes Music Store. I'm CJ Jackson. Tune in for the Business Review Thursday and Friday mornings on 103.3 FM.